Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. To welcome you to more Crosswalk Talk. Crosswalk Talk is a production of Crosswalk Life, Outfaith.tv. We want to welcome you to go to those websites, check us out, learn what we're offering. We want to help train, heal, and equip you in 8 ways. Check it out on crosswalklife.com. I'm your host. I'm a prophet, a former Bible college teacher, and we'll be starting that up again soon, I'm told, and author, and we have these two massive websites. We lead seminars, and we want to teach and train you how to minister more effectively. If you go to our website, you can see how to enroll in NowFaith.tv, a free ministry training school online. And we have thousands of students from all over the world that are enjoying these audio, video teachings and the written articles and prayers. Now, today the warfare has already been significant. I'd like you to join together with me right off the bat to own our power in Jesus Christ, a spiritual power and authority, to break the power of every assignment against us, our pets, possession, and property, against this radio program, and all the effects of it. In the name of Jesus, we say that all the assignments against us will fall to the ground, that they are broken, and that we will have, excuse me, your presence, your power and anointing, Lord, to do everything that you want to do through us, that we have a hedge of protection, a wall of fire around us to protect us, that we're accompanied by very big angels who enable us, and as we're talking about healing tonight, that they actually go before us and prepare and touch people, and actually they are the ones that are working with us to help us to know who to pray for, how to pray, and to see the will of the Lord done in each person's life. Thank you, Jesus. We just give you credit, Holy Spirit. We give you the thanks ahead of time, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you. I want to encourage you, if you want to call in for personal prophetic prayer ministry tonight, to call in to 917-388-4683. That's 917-388-4683. We'll be taking callers and giving them live personal prophetic ministry in about 30, 45 minutes, something like that. I'm never quite sure. This is a power-packed teaching tonight. Oh, of all things, they were having an Amber Alert in my area. Well, the devil's pulling out, what did they say, pulling out all stops? Anyway, we say the word of the Lord will go forth. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. And I want you to be aware of the verses that I'm going to be using tonight. Many of them familiar, some not. And we're going to be talking about how God heals when we proclaim Scripture. It's not always that way. I'm not trying to put them in a box. But if you go to nowfaith.tv, you can, or on our Facebook page, or on the description of this program, you can access the link to this list of verses I'm using. It's nowfaith.tv/130113_healing_with_the_word.html, and you can use those notes rather than have to take notes the whole time. I want to encourage you to invite a friend, because I believe the Holy Spirit is going to be faithful tonight to give each of us further impartation than we've had before, to believe, to declare the word, to see more results, to be more in line with you, Father. That's just what we want, to be in line with you. I'm hoping you'll be in prayer for me tonight. I have a volunteer moderator in the chat room. I'm so happy. And some of you know that I had an injury from some unknown cause, and so my interest in the subject is never just academic. I was healed of 24 illnesses, and little, some big, some little, back in 99, and that was largely from declaring Scripture. Some things had been healed and had come back, And then I just finally got the victory over 24. But I still had a couple things to go. And now it seems like, you know, how some things can take longer than others to manifest the healing. Well, tonight I'm hoping that you will be believing for me and I will be believing for you. And we're not believing that we're going to twist something out of God's hand. We're believing that it's already ours. Amen. And we're going to declare his word, and that's going to enable angels to be able to deliver the manifestation of it to us. God is restoring the foundation of the church. I don't know if you've noticed that all around the world there are signs, wonders, and miracles happening, maybe more so there than where you are. And people say, why is that? Well, there's an apostolic prophetic anointing, the foundation of the church, that many people around the world have embraced. And they've realized there's not just 12 apostles. Well, we know there was at least 13, and then we know there was 14. And then if you have an eye to see it in the Word, there are many more apostles. And there are apostles today. They're around the world operating in signs and wonders and miracles, and they are establishing ministries, establishing churches, and overseeing other fivefold ministers. And there are prophets today. I'm one. There are many that can see and hear what the Holy Spirit is doing, and as you bless them and support them and honor the prophetic ministry, you will find that you have a greater opportunity, greater impartation of an ability to see and hear what the Holy Spirit's saying and doing too. So the Bible says to covet the gifts or earnestly desire the gifts. I want to encourage you to do that tonight. Jesus said that he sent forth to disciples to preach the gospel, to do healing and deliverance, amen? Healing and deliverance. And so you don't have to be a special person with a special calling. If you're a believer, you are already called to operate in the area of healing, and you're commanded to earnestly desire the gifts, so there you are. You're already legitimately commissioned. I want to go over a bunch of verses tonight and emphasize in a stronger way, but believing for a Holy Spirit impartation to you, that whatever areas your flesh would rise up and say, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, you will be able to overcome those tonight, tonight. And as you continue to declare the word, that you'll become stronger in these very areas that were weak. And I can't say it enough, that it's not enough to know the word. It's not enough to understand or study the word. You can't just read the word and get these results. You have to declare the word. You have to speak it forth. So you'll hear me say that about 10 times tonight. If you'll turn to Mark 5:27 or take notes, please don't just listen. You know you get more out of a thing if you write it, if you can then see it and not just hear it. In Mark 5:27, we have the well-known passage where the woman with the issue of blood for, like, I think it was 12 years, kept saying, kept thinking, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch his garment. And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And he said, your faith has made you well. Now, we see several critical points in this passage. She received Jesus and what he had to offer. She wanted to make contact. She not only kept thinking it, many of us are too quiet, she kept saying it. She kept saying it. It's so important what you say. We are creating God's image, and we speak things into existence, or we wait. But immediately the flow of blood was dried up. And so why did Jesus turn around and make this public? Now, this is something that you need to deal with, too, if you're going to have a ministry in healing. It is so good in so many cases to make the healing known to the group that's there rather than keep it quiet in the side room. Not every time, but see, she was not allowed to go in the temple for like 12 years this whole time. It was against the law at that time if you had some kind of bleeding problem like she had. Because Jesus made it public, which probably she hadn't planned to do, everybody knew she is now healed, she is now whole, she can go in the temple. So if you know the culture at that time, you know this is important. But there are many cases that are like that where a person needs their healing to go public. And Jesus, you know, says that we overcome by the word of our testimony, and it gives them even more opportunity. And but her faith was demonstrated as she kept not only thinking it, but saying it. She kept saying it, if I can just touch his garment. So there are those basic principles right there, and that's why you hear that passage so much. In Proverbs 4:20 through 22, my son, give attention to my words. Now look at how many words describe how much, how well you deal with declaring the word. You give attention to my words. You incline your ear to my sayings. You do not let them depart from your eyes. You keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are like life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, I'm going to skip around to different versions. These are my notes, so I take the liberty of even combining, sometimes even taking the words from one and combining it to another. But look, I love the Amplified, because it'll tell you about five different ways that this is trying to say, you're not just declaring these once, not just once a month, once a week, twice a week. Don't let it depart from you. Keep it in the midst of your heart. That's what it's saying. If you want to be healed, just keep bearing down on it. I love Norval Hayes' story about a woman whose husband was in a coma and was they pretty much given up hope. And he told her, you just keep saying, he shall live and not die. And you keep saying it, never quit, round the clock. And she did, and 12 days later, he got up and walked out of there. But that's what we're talking about. She took a verse, she kept saying it. It wasn't that she got everything just right or she was perfect. She stayed, she just stayed on the word. She just stayed there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, that means, are you letting my word live in you? That's why you can say, I will ask what I desire and it will be done for me, because I'm asking exactly what his word says, exactly what he's promised. I know that it's not a selfish desire because he promised it. Jesus died to provide it for me. I'm just agreeing with him over and over and over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, can you let that sink in? Say, Lord, I choose to abide in your word, but let your words abide in me so that everything that I ask will be exactly what you desire, Lord. And I'll have that confidence knowing it will be done because I'm totally lined up with you. In Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, okay, I want you to look around you. Pretend that you're outside looking around. You're in an airplane looking around. Everything you can see is here because God spoke. He spoke it into existence. You're creating his image, and that's how it works with you. There's not another way. This is the way. You speak things into existence. That which is not visible will become visible. That which is not even visible under a microscope, they say, can become visible if you even expect it. This is something smaller than protons and neutrons and electrons called quarks. And they say that they have discovered, it's just one way more way to verify, you know, that God spoke things into existence. They said the people that expect to see the quarks see them. They don't appear for everybody. And they appear in different shapes for different people. This is what God's talking about. Create means from nothing. And so you may feel like there is no possibility of nothing to work with here. There's no substance. There's no evidence. But when you speak it forth in agreement with what God wants, you're speaking a creative word which can manifest from nothing. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. See, by faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. And that doesn't just mean the written word for those of you that kind of only like, you know, believe in the written word of God. So many times in the Bible when it says word of God, it means rhema. It means the spoken word of God. And so often verses that you think mean the written word of God, they mean spoken, especially this one. In Romans 8:11, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give, like resurrection life, to your mortal bodies through His Spirit, who's already living inside you. And so we need to speak to our bodies, command every cell of our bodies to receive the resurrection life of Jesus Christ, who's already resurrected and living inside us. Because Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is our assurance. We've already received a confirmation in the Word over and over. We're going to go over more of them tonight. We've got like the title deed that we have ownership of these things. They've been given like God's not taking them back. We have the title deed for the things we've hoped for. His written promises are the proof that we will see them. We are convicted that they are real. They are facts. And when people ask me, well, what about your total skeleton replacement that you're believing for? Isn't that like seriously presumptuous, or who are you, or any of those things? I'm going to address all these doubts and questions tonight. Because no, actually, it would be arrogance on my part to say that God is a person who plays favorites and He wouldn't do it for me. See? A total skeleton replacement. Well, you've heard of many people that had an arm grow out or a leg. I'm just believing for all my limbs and my whole body. But see, it's for God's glory. Because I'm going to take this testimony around the world. I will not be hiding it under a bushel, okay? That's another factor. Are you seeing it as a fact that's going to happen? And when it is totally manifested, you're not going to be able to shut up about it. You're going to be able to take your testimony everywhere. And will you? Okay, good. In Mark 9:22, it has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if. Now I want you to hear Jesus look into his eyes right now and see him looking at you saying, if you can. You know, like I'm God Almighty, I have all power in heaven and earth, so everything's possible to him who believes. The question isn't if Jesus wants to, if he's ready to, if he'd like to. The question is if you believe. And it's not how big your faith is, just will you choose to believe? Will you believe the word? Luke 17:6 says, and the Lord answered, if you had faith, trust, and confidence in God. See, where is your confidence? I've already this week had some people talking behind my back, you know, about what I should be doing and how I should be getting cortisone shots. And I don't know, maybe they said it kindly. I really wasn't there to hear it all. But I don't need cortisone shots. I don't have arthritis. I don't have unforgiveness in my heart. I don't have the roots to arthritis. Yeah, I injured my knee somehow. But don't take on condemnation. Don't take on pressure to put confidence somewhere besides in the healing of God. If he tells you to go to doctors, tells you to get shots, that's one thing. Do what God tells you to do, of course. But in my case, he's not. I might let him go take a picture of it or something, but just to document before and after. That's what I do. I get the x-ray to document before and after. But it's been God who's healed me. So, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, that's all it takes, he says. The important thing is, where is your faith? Are you putting it into God? And if you're obeying God, he's saying, then these things will be pulled up by the roots and planted into the sea. So if you obey God, then they will obey you. Interesting. John 3:36. And he who believes, has faith in, clings to, relies on. There we are again. Are you clinging to the promises of God, relying on them? Do you have faith in them like they're done deals, facts? Or are you one who disobeys, is unbelieving toward the word, refusing to put your whole trust in it, saying, well, maybe God will, if God will, if I were a better person, he'll do it for somebody else but not for me? Are you disregarding the promises? He says he's no respecter of persons. We know it can't be because everybody had their life right with God, because Jesus healed thousands of people at a time. Is it that you're disobedient? Can we call it that? So that you can see the rest of this verse, that God's displeasure remains on those, or his indignation, or his Well, anyway, it takes faith to please God. He doesn't want us acting like he doesn't keep his promises, like he's, you know, people who let you down. God is faithful. The problem is on our end, guys, but that's good news. It's not condemnation. It's good news because we can choose to let God fix our truster. In Matthew 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart and believes what he says is going to happen. Now, I have been telling everybody I know. I'm in the store. I'm in physical therapy. I'm at, you know, anywhere. I'm telling them I'm going to be healed. I'm going to have a total skeleton replacement. I'm going to be 5 inches taller. Now I've told you. Because the more I declare it, I mean, people have even, people that can see angels say that when I say that stuff and I'm, you know, like I'll have conference calls with people and we'll just keep declaring these truths over their healing. They say the angels just jump up and down. They go nuts. Because that's what gives them energy and empowers them is when we say the word. In Psalm 107, he sent his word and healed them. Again, word healing, and delivered them from their destructions. So Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. That's like his job. But Jesus died on the cross so that you can be delivered from all your destructions, no matter what kind they are, whether they're sicknesses, weaknesses, infirmities. It could be a birth defect. It can be a virus. It can be a germ. It can be anything where Satan's trying to destroy you. Jesus is stronger than Satan. Amen. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him. Now, when it says by his stripes we're healed, I want you to picture stripes. They said Jesus was beaten beyond recognition. He had to have help carrying that cross. But for those of you that saw the movie The Passion and you thought it was overdone, I want you to make a new association of what you saw, the torture that he went through in the Passion. Yes, it was excessive, but it was real. And know that he went through that because by his stripes, you are healed. You are healed, so don't waste it. Don't waste it. Say, maybe he didn't mean it for me, maybe it's expired, maybe it's for somebody else. Don't waste it. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Now, this is God himself saying, my word has to go forth from my mouth. He didn't say, I just think it in my head. It won't return to me void. It will accomplish what I please. It will prosper the thing for which I sent it. And again, we're creating his image. The word that you know in your head, in your heart, it has to go forth from your mouth. You know it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, both. Isaiah 57:19. I create the fruit of the lips. So here's God saying again, this is the plan. I will make fruitful what goes across your lips. When you agree with me, you speak it out. Peace, peace to him who is afar off and to him is near, says the Lord. I will heal him. I will heal him. My name is Jehovah Rapha, and I will heal him. But it's got to be the fruit of your lips. You have to agree with God that empowers the angels who serve the Lord, and they will come and they will touch you. We never worship angels. They don't want us to. But they are empowered when we speak the word. It's like pouring gas into the car. You can have a car, you can have gas, but if you don't pour the gas in, turn the ignition, push the accelerator, nothing happens. Colossians 1:21-22. You were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has reconciled you. Now, you may not have ever pictured that. Before you receive Christ, you're like enemies to him. You don't agree with him. You agree with yourself if you're little. You just think about you like little kids do. Or by default, you're agreeing with the crowd or with the devil or with the error that they teach in the world. But God came to reconcile you, but not just your spirit. Now, get this. Not just your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, but your body. And to present you holy, like holy, H-O-L-Y, and holy, W-H-O-L-E-Y. And to present you holy, whole, blameless, above reproach, holy, blameless, and righteous. Now, some of you haven't received this verse. You're still trying to earn righteousness, still trying to please God by being good enough, still on a treadmill of performance, still trying to get there by a code of ethics, or as my friend said recently, you know, she's going to get to heaven by loving other people. It's good to love other people. But Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, so that you could be reconciled and make you holy, blameless, and righteous. So if you haven't received Colossians 1, 21, and 22 yet, write that down. Because it's important to receive your salvation in your spirit, soul, and body. Amen? Matthew 6, 12. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven others. We left that debt in your hands, Lord. We let go of it. And we have given up the resentment against our debtors. Now, a lot of people, they'll say, I did forgive them. I did. If you argue with them, they'll say, I did. I've already forgiven them. I just resent them, that's all. I'm bitter against them. I still hurt. Now, forgiving people doesn't make the hurt go away immediately. I understand that. But real forgiveness is giving up the resentment, too. And resentment can interfere with healing. Unforgiveness can interfere with healing. So I'm not trying to send you on a guilt trip. I'm just saying if the shoe fits, wear it. You know, ask the Holy Spirit, what do you need to do? Because almost all of the big creative miracles that I have seen result of me laying hands on somebody and praying for them, God gave me a word of knowledge and said, if you'll forgive your aunt, if you'll forgive your abuser, things like that. He didn't ask for a lot. He could have asked for 1,000 things, but he asked for that forgiveness. He did. Romans 5:5, such hope never disappoints or deludes us or shames us, because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Okay, here's another point of doubt for a lot of people. They wouldn't want to proclaim they're going to have a whole skeleton replacement like I'm doing or whatever they need because they're afraid they'll be disappointed, don't want to get their hopes up, or they're afraid it's just a delusion on their part, or that they're going to be shamed if it doesn't happen. So I'm not saying the if part. Jesus said, don't say if. I'm saying real hope, which is faith in God's facts, that he is Jehovah Rapha, our healer, never gets disappointed. Okay? I don't have an answer for every case of why, you know, maybe they did die with an illness. I just know that we cannot lose by believing God. See, I can't say if they believe God and how they should have believed God better. I'm just saying, let's believe God. 1 Peter 2:24, he bore our sins and iniquities. So that's our weaknesses, our sins, our illnesses. In his own body on the tree, as on an altar, he offered himself that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. We've got to die to all this sin and error and lies that have been going around in our heads. Choose to believe in the righteousness that God's given us as a gift and believe that it was wounds for wounds, that Jesus bore our sins. He was wounded in his body so that our body could be totally healed. It's cause and effect. His body was wounded so your body can be healed. Receive it. Don't let it go to waste. Know that even if you go through a period of testing and it doesn't happen tonight, keep saying it. Just keep saying it. 1 John 4:4, little children, you are of God. You belong to him. You have already defeated and overcome demons or fallen angels or the agents of the Antichrist, whoever it is that's coming against you. In these end times, you're going to be more aware of what Ephesians 6:12 is saying. We're not just coming against demons. We're coming against principalities and powers and wickedness, rulers in high places. But the main thing is that Jesus Christ has already defeated them. We're already overcomers if we'll receive it. He who lives in us is mightier and greater than they are. Hallelujah. And Revelation 12:11, that we have overcome not only by the means of the shed blood of the Lamb, but by uttering our testimony. So there it is again. See how often these two things go together? It's not just name it and claim it. because we're not making up things to name. We are declaring the word of God. We're clinging to him and his promises. We're not considering any other option. I never make choices that I would make if I'm not healed, you know, like right now, okay? We have a contract on a two-story house and I have an injured knee. My flesh would say, why don't you get a ranch? You got an injured knee. I said, because I'm going to be totally healed. Stairs are in my house now. They're going to be in my house then. I don't make plans for if God's word doesn't work. Don't think that way. Never. So we overcome not only by the blood of the Lamb, but by what we testify to before it happens. You know, anybody can give a testimony if a big enough miracle has already happened. What God loves is if you're dancing to the Lord, worshiping him, praising him, thanking him before. John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus came that you not only have life, but have it abundantly, till like it overflows, more than enough, more than you needed. And here's another little point I'd like to make. A lot of people have this, like, false humility that I can only believe for one or two healings, not all 10 of them that I need, or 20 of them. And so they're like, well, I'll pray for you. I don't want to pray for this long list of things I've got. No, get over it. Jesus died and took stripes and was tortured on every inch of his body so that you can be wholly, whole, healed everywhere. There's enough healing to go around. It's not like counting pork chops on the table in a big family. There is enough healing to go around, and he is honored that people would believe him and quit doubting him as if he would lie. Now, Moses, for instance, why does the Bible even mention this in Deuteronomy 34:7, that his eye was not dim and his natural forces not abated? It's trying to say that you can live a life like that. You can live a life like that. And I believe that this year I'm going to be healthier than I have been in decades. See, it's when you keep believing it, picturing it, saying it, exactly what God's promised and no less. He's more than enough, yes. Psalms 91:9-11, because you have made the Lord God your refuge. See, I'm not going to hide and just wait and see if this happens. I'm not taking refuge in, 100 bottles of vitamins even. I might take a dozen, but, you know, my ultimate hope is in God. He is where I dwell. And he says in verse 10 that no evil shall befall me, nor any plague. That means no germs. Every germ that touches my body has to die on contact. I only get a few symptoms of a cold sometimes once a year. I don't receive it. I don't keep saying I'm coming down with a cold. I rest, take some echinacea, some Tylenol C, and some P, and overcome it. Amen. But his angels take charge over me and accompany me, defend me, and preserve me in all my ways, the Bible says. And so that's what I need to confess, not that I'm getting sick, I may miss work, you know, all that. Matthew 8:17, and thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took, in order to carry away from you, he took your weaknesses and infirmities and bore away your diseases. So whether it's little, whether it's big, whether it's got a cure, whether it's incurable, it doesn't matter. Jesus bore it on the cross so that he could take it away from you. He just needs you to agree with him without wavering. In John 6:63, it is the spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There's no profit in doing what we can do in our flesh. I mean, you get big bills. You take up a lot of time going to doctors. I say don't go. I don't go unless God tells me to go. I'm not against them. I was a nurse. I was in the profession. But I do what I see the Father doing, and I speak what he tells me to speak. So that's my main health plan. I went for, 10 or 15 years without any health insurance at all. Now I'm in my 60s, I do have some, but mainly because It's been given to me. I earned it through the Medicare, you know. But I have my ultimate faith and reliance, totally my confidence in God. Matthew 11:24. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray, ask. Now, pray doesn't mean like begging. It says, believe you have received them already. This is really, really important. Like a child that has good parents believes they are getting something for Christmas that's good, and they are excited already, right? They can't wait. They're counting the days even before they know what days are, because they believe in the goodness of their parent. And so we have to believe that we've already received it, in the sense that our Christmas present has already been bought. We're just waiting for the day when it's actually given to us and we can see it with our eyes. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God. First, you've got to see God as merciful. A lot of you, I would have to prophesy to you, God is nicer than you think. Because you really think that God plays favorites and he'll do it for somebody else, but not you. Or you believe that when you pray for other people, he'll do it now and then, but not that often. But I tell you, the more you pray for people, the more of them that will be healed. And don't pray in a begging kind of way, like you've got to talk God into it or talk them into it. Just command it, like they'd say, stand and walk. Well, sometimes stand and walk works, and sometimes it takes a few more days. Jesus even had to pray for somebody to see more than once. They saw like men like trees first. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hang in there. Make a decisive dedication of your body, your mouth, what you see, what you hear, every part of you, wholly devoted and consecrated, and believing God's word, and let him transform you. He will transform you. You just keep saying these verses. Keep declaring them. I made it this way so that you can copy it onto a document. You can print it out, and you can keep saying them, because the more you declare God's word, the more illumination you get, the more revelation you get, the greater your faith grows. It's awesome. In the meantime, God's healing things in your mind, will, and emotions, body, soul, spirit, that you don't even know need fixing. So don't be conformed to this world. Don't be fashioned after what some people teach, what denominations may teach, that this doesn't happen anymore. Be transformed. Let God renew your mind as you declare these scriptures, so that what you confess is always acceptable and perfect. And I've just got to throw this in. I feel like I've got to bear down on it one more time. I have friends that almost everything that comes out of their mouth is negative. If they speak of their illness, they speak the symptoms. You should not say a single sentence out of your mouth that's all the negative. Now, I'm not saying the verse says, you know, if we speak things as if they aren't really there. It says, you know, you speak what is not as though it is, but it doesn't say you can't deny that it's really there. So if I ask you how you are, you can say, you know, I'm believing for some serious healing for the migraine I've got. So, yeah, you did admit that there is an issue that needs healing. That's fine. I believe that is absolutely fine. But your statement is one about it being healed. It's not just, oh, I've got a terrible migraine. I don't know why I get these. Oh, the devil's winning again. You know, why doesn't God heal me? All that negative doubt and unbelief. That doesn't please God. You've got to say, I'm believing for healing for. Or in my case, I'm a little better each day. And it's the truth. I don't lie. Lying isn't blessed. But we've got to say what we're believing and not just talk about circumstances or something. So we make that decisive dedication, believing that we are called to be holy and devoted and consecrated, and that God wants to renew our minds and get our minds totally lined up with what he says. And as we declare it, angels are empowered to deliver the manifestation to us. In John 14:20 says, when that day comes, you'll know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And this is a big thing. It's a big thing for you to look at the palms of your hands right now, palms of your hands, and say, Jesus Christ's hands are inside my hands. It's very big. You've got to know that you have Jehovah Rapha, the healer, and all the universe inside you. And he does not want to go around in a sick, crippled body. He intends to go around, minister through you, love on you, love through you, in a healthy and whole body. But you've got to quit contradicting him. When he tells you, I want to heal you, you can't say, well, you know, I tried that, I've been believing that for a month already, nothing's happened. You've got to agree with him. Because your body is the temple, the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. You are really a container of Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily, inside you. And he says, honor God and bring glory to him in your body. How do we do that? We agree that not only our spirit is going to be saved, our body's going to be saved, not just after we die, that his intention is to have a healing revival all around the world, and we're just going to be one of many. This is not a pride trip on our part. This is a humility trip to agree with God and say, God, if you're going to heal everybody, certainly include me. I agree with everything you say, God, everything. Who am I to even doubt anything God says? Because Matthew 6:33 says, if you'll seek, really seek, I mean really seek, the kingdom of God that is within you, the kingdom of God to be established on earth. You know, a lot of people are just looking for the rapture, and they don't really care if the kingdom of God is established on earth. They don't really care if everybody has an opportunity to be saved. They're not really sharing Christ. I mean, a lot of ministers, you can ask them how many people they shared Christ with. You know, we can't make them receive Christ, but how many people did you share Christ with this year? And they might blush. Because it's not about just looking for a great escape. It's about seeking the kingdom of God, like in the Lord's Prayer, to be established here on earth as it is in heaven. And we have a definite part in that. He's going to work through us because he's given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 16:19. And whatever we loose on earth and loose in this verse is defined as like destroy, smash, lacerate. In this context, you know, the English language is rough because sometimes, you know, the same word can mean almost its opposite, like in this case. But when you loose people from weaknesses and infirmities and diseases and germs and viruses and injuries and birth defects and everything else, you're loosing, you're destroying the plan of the enemy against their body. And then when you bind them to kingdom health, because there's no sicknesses in the kingdom of God in the heaven, when you bind them to that, you're tying them to a good thing, to God's will, to God's word. In John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so the Father may be glorified. This one hits on motivation. A lot of people, they really only want to be saved if God's going to bless them or heal them. And if he doesn't, they're like, out of here, I think I'll go to New Age and try that. So this is about motivation. He says, yeah, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. But he says, you know, your motivation is supposed to be to glorify God. And somebody even asked Jesus, you know, why was this guy blind in the first place? It's because it's he sinned or his parents sinned or what? He says, no, for God's glory. So we can legitimately believe that God has already ordained for us to be healed for his glory. And that's a good motivation. That's a good motivation check right there. Colossians 1:14, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us. Now I want you to picture something now. I want you to picture a little transfer. If you've ever ridden buses, I had two when I was in college. You know, you'd get on one, and then they give you a transfer so you can get on to the next one. You have been transferred, if you'll receive it, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, you've got a transfer so that you can keep going, you can keep riding, okay? You have received a transfer from illness to healing, from injury or birth defect or whatever into wholeness, from disease into health. Now you've got to use that transfer. Hold on to it. Don't let go of it. Say, oh, I doubt this will work. Throw it away. Hold it. Declare it. I've got the transfer. I've been transferred. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and have dominion. Many of you need to receive the fact that when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he got back that dominion for us. We didn't lose it forever with Adam's sin. Jesus died, and it's reinstated. And you have dominion over everything, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, every living creature. And if you haven't tried this, you've got to try it. It's really fun. Say, God, show me how to exercise dominion for your glory. For your glory. I have commanded two tornadoes to stop. Both of them did. Saw the serious damage. Heard them say on the radio, we don't know where this tornado went. We've lost it. I've commanded inanimate objects that were being blown away by the wind to stop, and they did. I've commanded crickets to stop singing all night so that I could sleep, and they did. In fact, they didn't sing in my area of the dorm for six more weeks. And this is the sad part. I kept seeing all these crickets, and they only had three legs, and I don't know if there's some phenomena about this that I don't know, but I know they didn't sing anymore, but they only had one hind leg, and I was hoping it wasn't my fault if all the angels hadn't pulled their other hind leg off. I don't know. Maybe that's silly. Whoops, lost the verses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me to find them again. All right. We're almost there. There's so many. Aren't computers fun? All right, we've been transferred. We've taken back the dominion that Jesus rose again to give us. And in James 1:21, so get rid of all uncleanness, all of it. Jesus died to get rid of all of it. So whether it's uncleanness in your spirit or your soul or your body, whether it's germs and viruses or diseases, anything, he wants it uprooted. Anything he didn't plant gets pulled up by the root and thrown out. And he died. And as you welcome the word, you get rid of all uncleanness. It's promised again. See, there's so many different ways this has been promised to us. And Jesus answered, oh, you unbelieving, warped, wayward, rebellious, perverse generation who doesn't believe me. In Matthew 17:17-18. Has anybody called you perverted before? I'm not saying that I am, but Jesus called them like perverted. And we think of that as with many other definitions, but this one, but this is perversion to God. When you can hear his word and turn it around and make it say something it doesn't say. Matthew 17:19-20. He says, you know, to the disciples when they said, you know, why couldn't we do this? Why couldn't we drive it out? Or why can't we pray for this person? They're healed. He said, well, you got to apply your faith. You got to really apply your faith. A really serious, relying trust on me. He said, but some things do take fasting. So we're not saying no things take fasting, but let me tell you this. Sometimes we put off praying for people to be healed because we think we've got to intercede for them forever. And it would remind you of the model in the Bible. This is like one time. There may have been others, but there's not many times when Jesus said, just go back and pray about it some more. We see that Jesus commanding healing because it is our birthright. In Proverbs 12:14, from the fruit of his words a man shall be satisfied with good. Okay? So again, it's the fruit of your own words that you're going to have to eat. And if you're speaking sickness half the time with no inclusion in that sentence of healing, then you're going to get sick fruit. But if you're saying, well, you know, it's been a big challenge today, I've had a fever or whatever, but I'm believing for total healing, then you're going forward. Proverbs 14:30, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, wrath, strife are like rottenness of the bones. And this is not the only place where it says that, so I had to look at that and say, God, cleanse me, show me where I have envy, jealousy, strife, or wrath that's causing rottenness in my bones. Because there can be spiritual roots to these illnesses, and we need to invite the Holy Spirit to show us where they are. In John 17:23, he says, I'm praying that you may become one, perfectly united together and with me. And there's a oneness and there's a unity that Jesus wants. We can pray prayers of agreement. We can know that we're one spirit with him. And we can be one with ourselves. And sometimes a huge open door for illness is when we're actually coming against ourselves. That's what autoimmune illnesses are about. You turn against your own body, or your body cells turn against themselves. So we need to realize that Jesus made this his longest prayer for us for a reason. This oneness in unity is really something we can meditate on. In Exodus 23:25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he'll bless your bread and your water, and will remove sickness from your midst. Hallelujah. There'll not even be anyone miscarrying or barren in your land. Now, I know some of these are sensitive subjects, but if I had this issue, what I would do is just declare the verses on the subject and let God speak to me and let God tell me, you know, if I have a root or open door here or if I just keep believing or what. Romans 6 says that we were instruments of wickedness. We were married to old man sin and the law, but now we have dominion because we're subjects of God's favor and mercy. Right? In Romans 8:11, the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in us, who will restore us to life, restore our mortal bodies, not only our soul and spirit, because he dwells in us. In Matthew 12:25, the kingdom that's divided against itself is not going to stand. So we've got to quit being double-minded and know that we can't drive out the demons that might be behind the assignments against us if we're agreeing with the demons. You have to break and the power of your agreements with them and renounce all agreements you've ever had. And God might just sit you down. This is a great thing to do. Just sit down with a sheet of paper. Start writing down everything you've tended to say where you ever agreed with illness or disease or injuries. You know, my family always gets this, no one ever lives past 56, or everybody in my family gets heart disease or has high blood pressure, whatever. Renounce all of that, even if it's based on fact, and begin to declare that I'm in a new family now. I'm in the kingdom of God. I'm in God's family where we have kingdom health, we have kingdom wholeness, we have kingdom healing, and let that be your confession, things like that. Proverbs 16:23-24, the mind of the wise instructs his mouth. So if you're going to walk in wisdom, you're going to have to instruct your mouth, not just let your mouth run on anything it wants to say. You have to instruct your mouth. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise brings healing. So there we are again. Wisdom uses their tongue to speak forth their own healing. Own healing. It's not just for the minister to do. It's not enough just to know about these verses. You have to speak them forth. James 4:7 says, the key in the first phrase, be subject to God, be aligned with God, be submitted to God. Then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. But you've got to be lined up. Everything you think and say. It doesn't mean that you won't sometimes think a doubt. Just rebuke it immediately. And say the truth twice. I have this thing going where the devil kept putting these negative thoughts in my head, and I said, every time you do that, I'm going to say the truth like two or three times. And he soon quit doing that, you know. Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live. That's what Norval Hayes had that woman say over her husband. He was in a serious coma about to die, and within 12 days, he's up on his feet walking out of there. So we need to recount the illustrious, victorious, gracious, merciful acts of the Lord. Keep filling your mind with all that God's done for you, through you, through you for others, and focus on his mercies and grace. Because in Psalms 103:2-3, he says he not only forgives all our sins, but heals all our diseases. Now, what does all mean? He tries to make this so a three-year-old can understand it. All means all. All means all, and we cannot go wrong by believing him. Romans 17:19-22, he did not weaken in faith, Abraham didn't. It says in Romans 17:19-22, he didn't focus on his impotence, he didn't focus on how old Sarah was, He didn't focus on how weak both of their bodies were. He didn't distrust God. He just kept giving praise and glory to God. God even changed his name. You know, he saw himself with a new identity, the Father of the Nations. And his faith was credited to him for righteousness. Well, why did it take 25 years? Well, if you examine it carefully, God prophesied to him to get up and leave the land. He stayed. You know, he wanted to take his father with him. God told him to leave your family behind. He took his father. And when you take a rich man with you in those days, I mean, you take all their herds, all their shepherds. I mean, it's a whole community he took with him. And when he took Lot with him, he specifically disobeyed God and had to fight a whole war with real swords and everything. And then he lied about Sarah twice. Well, our man of faith grew. He wasn't born that way. And it took him 25 years to grow into it, but at least he did. Selah. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God. He who gives life to the dead and speaks of non-existent things as if they were already visible. And that's what we have to do. That's what real faith does. You speak it as if it's already happened. I speak about the appointments I'm going to have to share my testimony, the places I'm going to go. I've got the clothes I'm going to wear. I'm relocating in a way that goes along with those prophecies. I'm going to be training other people to be part of the ministry team and inviting them. Everything I do lines up with what God's prophesied. So we believe, therefore we speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I'm going to tell you again. This does not mean speaking your symptoms all day. I don't go for these support groups where people just get around and they commiserate about their symptoms all day. The more you talk about, for instance, being allergic to everything, the more you will be, because you're agreeing with the devil. You're agreeing with the devil. You're agreeing with the devil. It's okay to say I have multiple chemical sensitivities, but I'm believing to be totally delivered from them. Okay? Let every sentence have truth and faith in it. Romans 10:8-9. Let these things be on your lips, in your heart, the word, the message. Let the object of your faith be what you're saying, what you're preaching, what you're confessing with your lips. Hallelujah. Don't major on agreeing with the devil and then wonder why he seems to be winning. Galatians 3:13, he purchased our freedom by redeeming us from every curse. So whether it's a generational curse, whether it's where you've cursed yourself by speaking negative over yourself your whole life, whether your family did, it doesn't matter whether the doctors did, just renounce all of them. Get out a sheet of paper, make a list, renounce it all. Forgive them. Forgive yourself for believing them and echoing what they say. Ask God to forgive you for not forgiving them sooner. Ask God to forgive you for doubting him. You can look on my website and look up forgiving five ways, or asking forgiveness five ways, I'm sorry, and find out how to really ask forgiveness thoroughly. In Colossians 1:13, Father has delivered us and drawn us to himself. Again, he's transferred us into the kingdom. Some of you haven't really moved yet. You're thinking about it, moving into the kingdom of God like, but you haven't really done it yet. You need to do that tonight. We'll pray about that in just a second. 2 Peter 1:3-4, for his divine power has already bestowed upon us all things that are needed for life and godliness. This is another area of doubt that's kind of sneaky. You can constantly be asking God for things. You can ask him for fruit. You can ask him for gifts. You can ask him for provision. But there's a level of faith that you come to where instead of believing you're lacking everything and you've got to twist it out of God's hand and get him to give it to you or earn it or be worthy of it or something, you've got to believe that God's already promised it. He's not a time creature. It's already done. What we need to do is thank him for it, just like a kid is already thankful for Christmas. They're already thankful for it before they even see it, if they've got a good parent. I realize there's some parents that are abusive and don't give them anything, and we won't go there. Okay, Mark 11:23, the famous verse of all time. Whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart. You might say, God, help me with my unbelief. Just help me. Sometimes I do doubt. If you will keep declaring these scriptures, you will get all the help you need because you will begin to believe what you say will take place and will be done for you. Hallelujah. If the secret, we've said it, 30 times tonight or so, is declaring God's word until it changes you. We're not changing God's mind. We're not convincing him. He's already died on the cross to buy this for you, okay? It's already bought. The body parts I need are already in the parts room in heaven. And I'm going to keep declaring these words. It's a big miracle, I realize that, but I'm going to keep declaring it until it all happens. It's promised. It's mine. I have it in writing. Promises in writing. I've got a covenant. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. I'm already healed. Just waiting for the delivery. You know how you can wait for something to be delivered? How long does it take? I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know it'll be God's perfect timing, and it'll be in a place and with the right people so that it glorifies him incredibly. That's what I want. I believe a healing, a creative miracle of this size, that God has a very special time and place. Now, you know, maybe there's something about that that God wants to change my thinking on. I don't know. I don't know, but I know it's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, if you'd like to call in for a prophetic ministry for yourself, if you need something broken off of your life, if you need help renouncing something and breaking the power of it because it keeps going through your mind, or you know, maybe it's some kind of fear or doubt or unbelief, I'm here to pray in agreement with you tonight to break the power of those things so that you can walk in the fullness of God's word and everything he's promised. I want to say thank you to his Daver there in the chat room that's been moderating and writing out all these verses. And I want to invite you to don't just keep this for yourself tonight. Call right now. Invite a friend to hear the Rhema prophetic word of God. And let it, the anointing of it, not me, but let the anointing of the spoken word of God even impart things to them, transform them, bring healing to them. Hallelujah. Now, if you have received a prophetic word before on this program, I would like you to not push number one, which would put you in my queue here, until like 20 minutes or so at least, and let me work with these new ones first. If you have already pushed one and you've had prophetic word before on this program, just push one again. It'll take you out of the queue so that I can do the new ones first. When I'm in a church, I like to do the visitors first. So that's how we do it here on the switchboard. I'm going to depart from the chat room now. I can't really take notes and do all this at once. So I'm going to let you all handle it in the chat room. And I'm going to call out your area code and ask you for your name and what state you live in or what city. You don't have to give any personal information. Don't have to give your last name. But I just kind of like to know who I'm talking to. I love people. And I love hearing what God does. Now, remember, when I give you a prophetic word or prophetic prayer, I don't necessarily know the application of it. I can't necessarily answer any questions. I hear it like dictation. I'm a Nabot prophet, and he just kind of dictates it to me, and I say it. What I need you to do is to note what time you're receiving it. Write that time down so that you can go back to the recording of the program. It'll be in the archives within 20 or 30 minutes after the program. And I want you to use that pause and play button and write it all out. Because we don't tend to remember things very well. We're in prophetic zone. We get self-conscious or whatever. I need you to write it all out. Honor God that way. And you'll be surprised how much is in, even like a two-minute word, if you'll write it out. Okay. Area code 310. Welcome to the program. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't push the button. Pray for me tonight. It's been a big day. Area code 310. Welcome to the program. Hello. Are you still there? 310. Oh. They must be taking a break. Well, let me try someone else. All right. Area code 615. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program. What's your name, please?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
From Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, all right.
Yeah.
Wish we had your weather. Except you've had a little bit of icy or snowy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's bad today. You don't want this weather. Freezing
yeah,
that's rain.
True. I picked the wrong day to say that.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific prayer request or?
No, I don't actually. I'm just anxious to hear what God has for me tonight.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brian, I just see that God wants to build some things in you and through you. And he knows how to build it block upon block. And as you choose to trust him in greater ways tonight, he wants to rip out some of the old foundation. You may have heard that part before, but he's going to be building much more in you than you think if you'll choose it. And it's going to take some work. It's going to take some time. You know, you can buy a house that's already built, or you can let someone build one for you custom. He wants to build in you in custom ways. And he wants to build you strong. And he already has plans. They're already figured out. And he wants to create in you, through that process, a knowing and an understanding of how he builds people. He builds them in so many ways, and even in ways that you might think aren't that important, because he'll not only build their identity and their message and their ministry and all that, but he'll build things like your manners around people. He'll be building in you as a person that's, you know, a good marriage partner. He'll just build all kinds of things in you. And he'll connect you with other people. But back to what God's saying. Father says, I want to make you a builder. A builder. You won't be giving people pat answers. You won't just want prefab and instant. Lord says, I want to put my patience in you, my thoroughness, and my excellence. When I connect you with someone to build things in their life, to partner with my Holy Spirit, to strengthen them, to equip them, and to train them, that they will come out as a strong man or woman of God. Because I want to do that work in you, and then you'll know how important each thing is. You'll know how to say, yes, Lord, to each part. And I'm just going to weed out any impatience. Weed out any I can do it myself kind of thing. But the Lord says, if you'll let me, I'll make you a master builder. Would you like to do that?
Amen.
All right. Can you relate to that at all?
Yeah, I can actually. I can.
Okay.
Just things that I've learned over the years, I've noticed how God has done different things and taken me different places. Dealing with things supernatural, things that he's imparted to me that I've gotten over the years, like I've been building, like you said.
Well, there's a restoring that God's doing in these last days of an apostolic anointing, and it's going around the world. And some people say, why doesn't God do all that stuff in the United States like he does around the world? Well, in many other areas, people have accepted the fact that in Ephesians 4:11 and other places, God says the foundation of the church is the apostles and prophets and third teachers, and then it goes on and on. But it's not pastors first. Now, pastors are great. They do great shepherding and all. But if you look at the New Testament, you won't see that many pastor so-and-sos. You'll see apostles and prophets, and that's because God is a builder. The apostles bring that building and the supernatural, the signs and wonders and miracles, they bring in the establishing, and they're known for building new works in new places. And then the prophet that works hand in hand with them brings insights and revelation and illumination, but they help people, they impart to people, help them to see what the Holy Spirit's doing and hear what the Holy Spirit's doing, and then the people then have an expectation for themselves. I'm going to be able to tune into the Holy Spirit. I'm going to know exactly what he wants to do and say. Okay, so in other churches around the world, this has been a huge thing for the church to be built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets. And so building is a big, big theme right now in God's kingdom. He wants to build people who will build other people, and he would like to do that in you.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay.
All right, I'll receive
it. All right, I want to know what happens. I hope you'll write me and let me know. Put it
okay,
on my Facebook,
so
let
much.
Us all know.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, be blessed.
All right, God bless you.
God, you are awesome. I am just so glad that you're letting us be alive in this day and age where you're restoring all things, like Acts 3:21 says, all things, restoring all things. And so I just pray for those people that were taught like I was, that you don't do these things anymore, that there's no more apostles, there's no more prophets, that most of the gifts are extinct, and they've just got this dry, tasteless, powerless church, powerless view of you, powerless view of what their Christian life can be like. It's just, oh, so weak. God, and I just declare tonight that their eyes and ears will be open, that their friends will call them. So you've got to hear this program. Got to listen to these verses. God's still doing all this today. He wants us to believe him. Amen. Let me try one more time and see if area code 310, are you here with us? Area code 310, you're on the air. 310. That's your area code. Okay. All right. Well, maybe they needed some rest. I hope it's not an emergency they're tending to. We'll just pray for them anyway, that they won't miss a thing, that the Holy Spirit will do everything in their life he wants to do tonight. Thank you so much. Father, we just thank you that your plans for us are good. Area code 414. Welcome to the program. Oops, that was my bad that time. Area code 414. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Yes, I'm better and better. What's your name, please?
My name is Char.
Char. Okay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You're great. You got a testimony for us tonight?
Well, I actually do have a testimony. Not
okay.
About myself, but about my friend. His name is Apostle Fernando, and he had cancer of the liver and the kidneys and lymphoma, and they didn't think he was going to make it. And so tons of people were praying for him, and the Lord completely healed him.
Awesome. Awesome.
So
awesome.
It's like, whoop, whoop.
Okay.
So first time I've been on here. It's great. Love, love, love. I love it.
Now, Char, I'm going to ask you something else. Do you
okay.
have, that was a nice, short, concise testimony. That was great. Now, do you have a little testimony of anything God has done in your life recently?
Oh, my gosh.
Any
so,
insight, healing, or anything, revelation?
Yes. He healed me of diabetes.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's
is big.
I told him I was his daughter, and I wasn't going to tolerate it anymore, and
okay.
I wanted it gone, and
mm-hmm.
I told him that was a trespasser, and I wanted him to take care of it, but he did.
Great. All right. God says, yay, somebody agrees with me that this is what I've promised, and this is what I'll do. Angels are jumping up and down. They're partying. I mean, we had a conference call a week or so ago. During the day, just kind of threw it out there on Facebook. Anybody want to do a conference call and pray about healing? And somebody told me they could see angels jumping up and down in my living room.
That is awesome.
Because they just love it when we praise God and when we believe him.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Any prayer requests tonight?
Whatever the Lord wants to say to you about me is cool.
Okay, the Lord says I'm bringing the pieces of the puzzle together. There's still some work to do. It's like you're a quilt, and there's different squares and different colors and fabrics, but it's a design that's going to be unique to you. Your identity is unique, that I have planned everything, and even some of the original decisions, choices that I had for you,
you've wondered about at times, but the Lord says, I chose your appearance, I chose your build, I chose your intellect, I even chose your family, I chose your neighborhood, everything. And you might say, well, I think some of that was chosen because of sin, or, you know, that couldn't have been you, God. But God says, I'm bigger, I'm sovereign, and I have known these things ahead of time, and I've been putting this quilt together that's you. And if you will trust me with my original choices for you, you're going to have a greater strength than you've had before. You're going to say, God, I mean, I can't see the end from the beginning. Show me, Lord. How does all this work to glorify you more than if you'd done it my way? I'd change a couple things here. But the Lord says, you will see. You'll see. You will see. I promise you. That everything I've let come into your life will work together for good. I will redeem it. I am the absolute perfect redeemer. I'll redeem everything. And it will work out for good. And you're going to be that beautiful, beautiful quilt. Or you'll see the garments that I have put on you. Those kind of analogies are just so absolutely gorgeous. But it's not because you look perfect in the world's eyes, or have a perfect resume or a perfect income or anything in the world's eyes. The Lord says, I have been carefully designing you because you're my beloved. You're my, like, precious daughter. You have been my personal handiwork. And you will see that the way I have designed you, the schools that I have taken you through, my Holy Spirit that's been tutoring you, you will see the effectiveness of it in other people's lives, and you'll say eventually, God, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because I can see how you've redeemed the experiences I've had and given me exponential power that I'm not just giving people pat answers. And the Lord says, I want to be able to speak through your lips freely and not to be afraid. You've wanted more specific words. You've wanted more boldness. I'm giving that to you. Now you've just got to take those steps of faith when I want to say specific things through you. Give people words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and prophetic words. When I give you specific ways to show mercy or to serve, even with administrative things, I'm going to give you specific, even inventions, all kinds of specifics, and just receive the faith with it. To trust me of how I'm working through you in these end times and how I will continue to work everything out for good. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Did any of that mean anything to you yet?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Go ahead. You can say.
Well, I mean, when I came to the Lord, and that, you know, it's been a while, in the 80s, my life was like a wreck. And so with family members, you know, came from a big family and very dysfunctional. And so he has been redeeming all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for him to redeem, like, with my kids, because they married people and they're not really... I don't see them following.
Well, don't say it on the air, whatever it is, but just say the positive.
Right. Oh, I know what I'm saying.
We
okay.
believe he's working in the kids.
I'm waiting for him to begin to speak to the kids and their spouses to follow him.
Amen.
The way that they were taught to follow him.
Woohoo. Amen.
So that's
a lot
what
of us. Like me, I had to go through about 20 years of the wilderness. I was seeking God. I was. And I went to Bible studies, and I was seeking, but I was also doing things my own way. And about 20 years of that, I finally decided I wanted to be 100% obedient. And I'm, you know, I just wanted everything God's got. So we all get there eventually.
Exactly.
We can get there.
I'm waiting for that redemption.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Lord. It will be worth it all.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
I'm so glad you called.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying. I mean, am I allowed to say I just started the school?
Sure.
And the first lesson was all in itself just beautiful revelation, stuff that, you know, that you know, but then when you hear it like that, it just really hits you with with the amazing revelation. So I'm just really excited. I just
now she's
finished week one, and I'm loving it.
You're talking about now faith.tv, our ministry training school online. You can choose to watch videos or listen to audios, read articles, pray written prayers. But we have designed it so that you can have a prayer partner anywhere in the world, and you can get on the phone and pray with each other after the class. You can listen to it at different times. You know, we're together. You can start a ministry training book and have all these articles and prayers already written out so that you're ready. And I can't tell you how many times, almost most of the time, over the years when someone has called me for ministry or something, I will picture one of the things that's on there. And guess why? Because I posted and recorded the things that the Holy Spirit gave me as I was ministering to real people. You know, the Holy Spirit says, this is how you do it. This is how I do it. And so I put it up there so you all can learn the easy way. But she's talking about the ministry training school at nowfaith.tv, and check it out. We made it for free 2 or 3 years ago so that anybody from any country could attend.
Thank you, Lord. Fabulous. It's what I've been praying for a long time, because I wanted to be able to minister the deep things, and now I've went through lesson one. It's like the Lord's speaking to me about most of my own things, so it's fab. So thank you so much. I just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we thank you to all of you partners who give even like $10 a month or whatever you can do to help us make it available to the nations, because that's what really thrills us. When we made it free, we instantly had 9,000 Chinese people sign up. And
wow.
Well, not actually sign up. They have to do it, you know, secretly. But we can tell where the listener lives. And so because of you all that donate what you can, if you're able, then that helps us to be able to keep these things going for people that have to do it in secret and can't give and all that. So praise the Lord.
That's beautiful. Well, thanks so much
praise
for speaking.
Praise
the Lord.
Keep praying, keep sowing. Thank you. Bless you, Jesus.
Well, good night.
Good night. Now, I've got a 215 here, and I want to see if this is someone I've already spoken to or another person. Area code 215, welcome to the program. Area code 215.
Oh, yeah. This is Elaine. I just...
Welcome.
Any kind of word from the Lord would be great.
Any prayer requests or updates?
Yes. I had a cataract surgery about a year and a half ago, and there's some cloudiness in one of the eyes.
Uh-huh.
So I need a surgery Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, this Monday in a few days. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Cloudiness away. That's
what's God saying about that?
Oh, no.
Okay, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're the great physician. You know if that's your plan for Elaine to have surgery. We thank you, Lord, for all the marvelous works. I just hear the Lord saying he's done a lot of marvelous works for you. He's doing a great work in you and through you, even at home, in your marketplace, in your vocation, and with friends. That at times you may tend to see what still needs to be done, but God says, also remember to focus on what I have done already. And the Lord says this message was especially for you tonight to speak even more forth. The Lord says, you've been speaking little hills, and I want you to speak mountains. You know, speak mountains. We moved, and then speak huge changes. Speak huge transformation, huge redemption into people's lives, and use those keys of the kingdom to loose them from everything that's not me, and don't let the devil turn it into frustration. See it as an opportunity that you're the one with the, you know, like the big key ring, you're the one that I have placed in that area, and you can keep speaking forth the transformation that people need, and keep speaking forth. You know, and you know better, not a witchcraft prayer that would just get things done the way you want it done, But in you, the Lord says, I want to do greater and greater works in you and through you. And tonight, I'm just going to pray for you, Elaine. I'm going to want everyone that's listening to place their hands on their own eyes as if you're placing your hands on Elaine's eyes. And I'm asking the Lord if we should use mud and spit. Ha, ha, ha. I don't have any mud right here, so you're off the hook. But, Lord, we know that there's even healing properties in spit for that matter. Lord, whatever you do all things well. And we just place our hands kind of like by proxy on Elaine's eyes, and we say, be healed. Be perfectly whole. But everything that was not created by the Lord God has to leave. Cataracts have to fall off. Sight is to be perfectly whole for the glory of God. And our confession will continually be wholeness, complete healing, creative miracles, perfect sight, and that as you glorify God, that more and more and more things about you will be healed. And we thank you, Lord. We pray this for your glory. And we know that we have all these promises we went over tonight. And as Elaine continues to declare them morning, noon, and night, you said, don't let it depart from you. Don't let it get away from you. Keep declaring it. That she'll experience more and more and more healing. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We command the healing in her eyes to manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.
No, thank you.
Thank you. So, I would ask the Lord which of these verses the most important for you to declare, and that's what would be going across my lips. Okay.
All right.
We can pray for each other. As we pray for each other, we're both healed. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Have to watch out. I almost hung up the phone myself. Okay, I'll try this 310 one more time. Invite your friends to call in, or if you have received ministry before, you can go ahead and push one now if you would like to receive ministry tonight. Area code 310, welcome to the program.
Hello, yes.
What's your name, please?
Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes, and I did call on a show some time ago, and you did give me a prophetic word about my work, and when this was healing, I actually have gone out of state to get consultation because I have autoimmune disorders and something which is destroying all of the nerves in my eyes.
Oh, dear. Don't tell me too much. Don't tell me too much. Now, is that what your request is about, then, about physical healing?
About physical healing.
Okay.
And God revealed to me, you know, how I should pray and give the doctors divine wisdom. And
well, I'm glad I stuck it out. I had called on you before, and we weren't getting connected.
Oh, and I thought it was someone else because I'd pressed, and since I'd had ministry before, I pressed one again. So I'm so glad, too.
It's you. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, you know this assignment of the enemy against Patricia. You know every organ of her body that affects. You know the pain that it causes, and you know what the devil's intent with it. We don't even have to tell you about all that. We know that you know what's going on in her eyes and in her whole body. And the Lord says, I have so many plans for you, and there's so many people's lives who I intend to touch through you. I'm putting healing in your hands, And as you press in and hold on and never waver, don't go into double-mindedness, don't go into doubt, don't become that perverted one, as we talked about in the healing, if you didn't hear the teaching.
Yes, oh yes, I've been listening.
So you'll know why I use the word perverted. But
yes.
The Lord says, know that this is a test and keep saying it. Let me purify your confession. Let me just use this one thing to purify everything that comes across your tongue. And you'll say in the future, I'm actually glad I had that assignment from the enemy against me, because God used it to teach me to declare more and more his works, greater works, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I am the woman I am today because I had to learn to let, like the Bible says, let wisdom train my tongue. And as you learn to speak greater and greater works for the glory of God, and your motive is the glory of God, the Lord says, I can do those things through you that I've been wanting to do. And you know from experience, and others do too, it's when you're sick that you study healing. You know,
yes.
That's when it becomes important to you, that you really press in. You really look at the verses and say, okay, what gives here? And the Lord says, I am training your tongue, not just your mind, not just your heart. And I want you to be one that speaks forth the triumph and victories of the past and of the current and of the future. And you'll be one that speaks them long before they happen, long before they manifest. And people will question, but then they'll have to search their own belief system and say, well, do I believe the good report of the Lord? Or am I going to keep believing this doubter in me that says, sure, God's going to do all that. He didn't do that stuff anymore. And so the Lord says, I'd like to be able to make it an issue through you. And people will say, you know, I've got to choose. Am I going to believe that God still heals supernaturally or not? Am I going to put my confidence and reliance in him or not? And the Lord says, as you allow me to purify your heart and your mind and your tongue, you'll find that more and more and more that you have my peace that passes understanding, because you don't tolerate those thoughts from the enemy any longer. And you certainly don't let him tell you that they're your thoughts. You say, no, that's not my thought. Mm-mm, out of here. It's not my thought. My thoughts are only what God says. Only what God says. Amen?
Amen.
So we command healing. Jesus never begged the Father for healing. Intercession's good. Prayer meetings are good. But we don't even actually see him mentioning that much, you know, that this kind takes prayer and fasting. So we want to start off strong the way Jesus did. He commanded healing. We see that in the apostles. They commanded it. It's not presumption. It's agreeing with God that it's already ours. It's our covenant. We've got it in black and white, and we command it to manifest. And Lord, if there's any words of wisdom, words of knowledge that she needs, things that she needs to deal with, or things that are holding her back in these areas, I trust you, Holy Spirit, as her tutor, that you will give them to her and she will know. And Patricia, I want you to read some of the articles and listen to some of the videos on Now Faith TV, because it's going to help you to minister healing to the people that do have open doors that need to address them. And there's a few that God wants to address in you. And as you listen to some of those first videos, it's going to start growing on you, because you're going to see, oh, you know, Jesus is willing to heal, just go ahead and heal everybody. But it's also a wonderful thing to be healed in your mind, will, and emotions and not doubt God anymore, you know?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I hope you'll write me and let me know what happens. This is very interesting to me. The address is CWT, like Crosswalk Talk. It's CWT at CWLINC.com. And that address is on the description of the program on Blog Talk Radio and on our websites, CWT at CWLINC.com.
I certainly will write you, and thank you very much. God bless you.
I just encourage lots of people to write, and All I ask is that you don't write a whole page. Just give me a paragraph. Because when people write a whole lot, I'll just confess something to you. I just can't read all the long ones. I just can't. So I'm more likely to read it if you make it short and we just give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we got a bunch of callers, so I'll let you go.
All
have
right,
a good
thank
night.
Thank you very much.
Be blessed. Woohoo! God, you are so good. I just know that you're imparting to people new faith, new ability to believe you, to see what the Holy Spirit's doing, to hear what you're saying, and to align with you in new ways. Area code 727.
Hi, Carlotta. This is Jan.
Jan, from where?
Florida.
I know your voice, but not everybody does.
Okay.
What's up, Jan?
I would like agreement for healing. There's some long-standing physical issues. The Lord has been addressing, I believe, a lot of the causes, even just because that's the way He's been working with me. Yeah, and I've really been believing for a long time for the physical to go, and it's there's a lump, a hard cyst on the back of the base of my skull, top of my neck, and an unusual, it is a physical problem, something in my brain. I don't know if it's a gland that was blown. I had a word about that, but I'm just trusting God because there's unusual visual manifestations at times, and I really need healing in my eyes as well, and I do think it's all related.
Okay, I hear the Lord saying something in your case. Now, some people He works this way, maybe not everybody.
Uh-huh.
But if you picture a four-layer cake and each one's got a phrase in it, some people, He ministers more through them to the surface symptoms, and they don't have to understand anything and the causes of it or anything. You know, people just say, I've got headaches, and they pray for headaches, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Other people, He ministers more to the surface causes. They understand they have headaches because they don't deal with stress well, and they learn how to deal with stress. But other people, it's more about the root symptoms.
Yes.
That they have trouble in their relationships and unresolved conflicts. But other people, on that bottom layer of that layer cake, He ministers through them all the way down to the root causes. Like,
yes.
My root cause is, I can't even trust God, much less these people, much less deal with this stress, much less know what to do with this headache. And you are one of those people that the Lord says, I'm giving understanding.
Yes.
And as you walk through some things, you've already begun to learn how to discern along with me from the surface symptom to the surface cause to the root symptoms and then the root cause. And you can gently minister in my gentleness, in cooperation and partnering with my Holy Spirit to help them, not to lay it all on you. Like, I don't want you to just say to people, well, you were abused and you don't remember it, but that's okay. I'm telling you, you were abused and now deal with it. You know, we don't do that. We minister to people gently, bringing healing to them one layer at a time, bringing them to a place where they can see how they believe lies that the enemy threw at them from whatever, and then believe the truth and believe in me. And as they can trust me and their trust is fixed and their trust is restored, and then they can have better relationships with people, and then they have less stress and they have less headaches. Now, some people, like I said, I'm just going to have them lay hands on people and they'll just be healed. And that's going to happen more and more and more. But there's some people that are kind of like, you know, some doctors are GPs and some are specialists. And I'm going to be bringing some people to you that have even deeper root causes than before and give me more understanding of how to bring healing to each of the layers.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those people, I need to work greater levels of understanding because of the leadership positions that they're going to have. And they will need to have understanding in all those levels, okay?
Wow. Yeah, thank you. That's all confirmation. He has you know, been saying some of the things I've been through, and Lord, why has it taken so long? And he said, it is for understanding and it's for others. And, but I am definitely believing for my own healing as well.
Oh, definitely.
And ministering in different areas, you know, whether it's deliverance or root stuff, like you said, or physical healing, all of it as is needed, as God wants to impart understanding. So that's total confirmation.
Well, I'm going to be down in Florida at the end of February. I hope I get to meet you at some point.
That would be awesome. Are you going to be up in the Panhandle?
Yeah, well, up in the north, north Florida.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm in Tampa Bay area. That would be awesome.
Stay in touch.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye. Oh, God, we just thank you that you know already. Each one of us are precious to you. You know how you want to minister through us, to us. You've already planned it all. And even though some things we might look at it with a double eye and double-minded and think it's bad and the devil's in charge, Actually, you're working it all out for good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to know you're in control. Somebody's coordinating all this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we've still got three more. Area code 903, welcome to the program.
Hey, Carlotta, it's Terry.
Terry, from where?
Texas.
And how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Any special request?
No. Just want to hear what he's got to say for me tonight.
Now, you won't believe this. When I'm in this prophetic zone, instead of knowing more about what I may have prophesied before, I don't know. And actually, that's good because I just hear it like dictation and I don't have to understand it, figure it out. But also, it's up to the Holy Spirit to show you how to apply some of it because I don't know. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Oh, okay. I just see you walking along kind of like Narnia. You know, when the littlest sister understood that the important thing was to look for, Aslan, the lion of Judah. She understood the importance of the victory, and the key to the victory was to be with the Lion of Judah. She understood that it wasn't just about skill and fighting and strategy and what we want, but the key was to be with the Lion of Judah. And I thank you, Lord, that you've been building that into Terry's heart. And the Lord says it's such a blessing to me when you make that your priority. That while there are battles that I'll give you and have given you the victory in, while there are insights that you will have and you'll be able to offer those up as a precious offering to people that need them so badly, while I'm illuminating the word, while I'm giving you revelation, as you study more, I'm bringing that teaching gift forth in you in new ways. The Lord says, what blesses me is when your focus and your desire to be for me, myself, to know my heart, to be lined up with me. And as you do that, then the word that you impart, that you teach, that you share with others, the revelation insights that you give will be more pure because the motivation is pure. The motivation is to know me and to be an expression of my heart. And while there have been so many things that have come against that, and the enemy says, well, just try to make these relationships work, and I can steal from you if I want to, and the enemy's just thrown so much against you. The Lord says he's been almost like driving you to me, though, because you know that my relationship with you is the one that will last, it's the one that you can count on, and that everything you desire springs forth from the wellspring of living water that I am in you and through you. And the Lord says, I will return to you everything that the enemy has stolen. But in the meantime, be thankful, not like for tribulations, but in them. Because the Lord says, I have been just taking all the dead weights off, purifying, taking away the lies,
and the error and the false dependencies and bring you to that place where you'd be truly free, because you know that as long as you're focused on me and I'm the lion in your life, that you are the one that's truly free. No matter what anyone else says, you're the one that will be truly free. Amen?
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Uh-oh, some more people called in. I better run.
Okay.
Have a great
Good
night.
Evening.
Good night.
Okay. Bye.
I didn't mean to say, uh-oh, they called in, but anyway. Well, it always happens. We're down to the last 10 minutes, and everyone calls. It's funny how that works. I'm definitely not going to be able to do all these folks. We had three callers when I started this part, and I was just visiting with people, and now, whoops. But God knows. Okay, let's do some quick ones if we can. Area code 832, welcome to the program.
Good evening. This is Elaine.
Elaine from where?
Texas.
From Texas. Okay. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to see what the Lord was saying today.
Okay. Oh, Father, I thank you. I hear the Lord says, Elaine, I've been applying my healing and anointing oil in new places. And if you will allow me, I'd like to apply it in some more new places and bring some change into your life and some surprises. The Lord says there's some transition that I would like to take you with through, and it will be a good thing. And as you'll trust me, I'll give you guidance and direction for each step. And it will take great faith for the provision, and it will take some, well, the Lord says, I'm just going to increase the love in your heart and the compassion in your heart so that it will include some new connections that I have for you. Be open and aware, you know, there's new connections, because you will need a greater prayer base, and you will need these strong friendships that I'm bringing to your life, friends that you'll have forever and ever and ever. Okay, so just be wide open to what I want to do in your life. Not everybody's ideas and suggestions, but I am bringing new connections, ability to love in new ways for some new people. Okay?
Scott, thank you.
Okay. All right, area code 860. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Carla. This is David from Connecticut.
David from Connecticut. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Just calling in for a word if the Lord has some instructions he'd like to get or guidance, you know,
mm-hmm.
for this specific time.
Mm-hmm. The Lord says, I'm teaching you some new areas of husband. How do you say that when you're the vineyard caretaker? Husbandry? Teaching you some new things in those areas, because there have been some areas where we've only gone so deep in your vineyard, that your vineyard of ministry. We've only gone so deep, it's almost been like cutting the grass in some areas, and we're going to be going deeper, and there's going to be some serious digging and mulching, and you know how, like, sometimes with some things, if you put in that mushroom compost, then you get like three times as many flowers as if you hadn't done that. And so the Lord says it's a good thing. I'm going to teach you how I work in people's lives, because I'm going to be doing it in you and through you, that as we dig in some areas and make it more fertile ground and mulch it more, that your harvest is going to be like three or four times bigger than you think. And you're going to be glad. You're going to be really glad. Just give me a little time to do that. You've been putting down strong roots this winter. But I'm going to make everything stronger if you allow me. And let me show you how I do it by doing it in you. And then I'd like you to partner with me as we help others, because I have a great harvest for many people who have been faithful over the years, but they need to do a little cultivating and mulching in order to be ready for it, the size of it, okay?
That's great.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, all the words are great tonight, right? But what I find really also kind of humorous, God's always so good. I mean, I do love the compost, too. So.
Really?
Natural, yeah. So I find him, he's just so wonderful the way he even brings those same analogies and, you know, in the spirit. So I appreciate that word.
Hmm. So he chose a parable like that you understand the importance of.
Oh, sure. Yeah, composting is amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's fantastic. It is absolutely amazing. I can just picture the most everyday thing like that. I was picturing a former neighbor's flower bed. She's the one that put in the mushroom compost and did all the digging, and it was far better than anybody else's on the street. And we found that it was worth it. If you want a great harvest, do the work.
Absolutely.
Okay, David, have a great year.
Thank you much. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, God, you're so good. Everything's so tailor-made. Area code 410, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. This is Valerie from Maryland.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you?
Specific request tonight?
Yes. I would like to pray. I was praying today, and I've been dealing with some relationships, and I heard fear of the loss of relationships.
Wow.
I've been I haven't really understood, I guess, the behavior and the attitude of some family and a really good friend of mine.
Okay, don't say too much on the air. You'll be in more trouble.
And it seems to be a pattern, but I've been going through my tearing down spiritual strongholds, and and I really love my family, and I really love my friends, and I don't want to be hurt by their attitude or their behavior, and I just like for the Lord to speak to me. I don't know if I've done anything or
okay. Valerie, you can trust me that I am working in everybody's life at once. It makes it a little complicated at times to you, but it's all clear to me, the Lord says.
Yeah.
I'm working in everybody's life at once, and some people might seem to get worse before they get better. Sometimes they will manifest things before they even look to see if they have a root in their own life. Some people are just showing their woundedness or becoming aware of it, that it's not all healed. Others, you know, they're just projecting onto you. But the Lord says, I'm also going to show you one or two more roots to your own physical healing.
Because
yeah. You've cried out to me, and I am faithful to show you. And the Lord says, I'm giving you a thicker skin as well, sensitive to them, and for their sakes, and to know what to intercede for them, what to proclaim and what to declare and decree over them, but also thicker skin for yourself, because the calling that I have for you is such a high calling that when you have that kind of a high profile, then there are going to be people that are just ignorant and they just take pox shots, or they're just listening to the devil and they're against anything God's doing.
Yeah.
So the Lord says you're going to know more and more clearly what things really have anything to do with you and an issue that you need to address or forgive or ask forgiveness for, or anything. You're going to know if you've got a rift with me, if I'm, you know, why do you let these things keep happening and why don't you protect me? But you're also going to be able to forgive yourself in a couple of areas, and even more thoroughly, because when you have any resentment against yourself, anything against yourself, it weakens your immunity. The Lord says, I'm creating a strong woman of power for the hour, but also in your own body in immunity. And you will be able to tell through these reruns, I call them. These are like reruns, a lot of them. You'll be able to tell through the reruns if it just maybe smarts a little bit, but you're able to just keep speaking God's truth, my truth, over them and yourself and your family.
Yeah.
Or whether it's actually got something deep inside you that it can hook into.
Yeah.
And I've already taught you many things, a lifestyle that you can walk out, and you're going to see much to your surprise, that you have learned more than you thought. Yeah. And you're going to be able to tell which ones to just let roll off, saying they're your child, God, they're your problem. You know, if there's any way I can help, let me know, but I'm not going to get all wounded and, you know, be on your sick list. I'm gonna be here to agree with you about whatever you want, you know, to loose them from or to bind them to. Yeah. The Lord says you're going to see some victory in this, because not only will your healing be more available to you, but not only will your skin be thicker and I can promote you, but you're going to be able to say, you know what, if that had happened to me a year or two ago, it would have hurt a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, it hurt when they drove the nails through my wrists. It hurt. But it didn't hurt like if I had disobeyed my father and had been wrong.
Yes.
And there's a difference. There's a hurt when you know you're right with me and that you have laid things on the altar and you have been willing to drink of the cup of my suffering. And then there's a hurt when you've just been doing stupid stuff and you feel guilty and shamed.
Yes.
Okay? I'm going to show you the difference. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Carlotta. Love you.
Oh, God bless you. Love you. I'm only going to be in your area a little bit longer.
I know.
We'll be back, though. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. We may have to just go over time tonight. I'm feeling like, in spite of the way the devil's hit me today, I'm just going to go over time and keep going if you all want to hang on here. Area code. Oh, the thing moved. Okay, here we are. Area code 302, welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Daryl from Delaware.
Daryl?
Yes, from Delaware.
From Delaware. Oh, you're back. Wish I could remember what I told you last time. It wasn't me, so I don't remember. Do you have a special prayer request tonight or anything?
I am in the need of a guitar amp, and it's a financial impossibility for me right now.
Oh, so good.
I need prayer for that.
I love it. All things are possible.
Yes.
Daryl, you know this is just an exercise I'm putting you through. This is just boot camp. It's like homework. This is a test. Any of those examples will work. No matter how much money people have, where they are in life, I'm taking them through this kind of stretching and this kind of training where they need something that's beyond their budget. Because all of you are going to need to know how to believe me for miracles. You'll even desire the gift of working of miracles. Believe me that I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider, that I will be the one that will not only provide your instruments of praise, but I will be the one that eventually you'll just have to even trust me for a roof over your head, the food in your mouth, the clothes on your back. But I've always been the one that provided it, actually, and I always will be. So this is just a test. It's just an exercise saying God just wants me to believe for what looks impossible, what I can't do in the natural, so that I can get on with believing for what's invisible to be manifest in the visible, for what's impossible to be possible, what's unbelievable to be believable, what's unthinkable to be thinkable, and I can get on with living a supernatural life instead of a natural realm life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to move right on just in case they do cut us off after 1 minute, but sometimes they don't. They're saying I'll have one more minute. Let's see what we can do. Area code 408. 408, welcome to the program. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't push the right button. Forgive me.
Over and over and over and over. Don't you get tired of hearing yourself?
Hello. Is this area 408?
Are you there?
Yes. What's your name, please?
You keep saying the same thing. Over and over and over and over and over. Don't you get tired of hearing yourself?
I would if it was just me. Would you like to hear from the
Lord?
Do
you know Jesus?
Would you like to hear from the Lord tonight?
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that she needs, you know exactly what she needs. You know exactly
the blood
what,
of Jesus
how to make
yourself
you. Real to her. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be faithful to her in dreams and visions and divine encounters or whatever it takes, that she will know that she knows that she knows that she's had a divine encounter with you and that it was you. Amen. Amen. I thank you for calling, actually. And we're all going to agree that whatever it is that God wants to show you, that he will show you, and you will be satisfied, completely satisfied by it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Area code 239, welcome to the program. Area code 239.
Hi. Hi. So sorry. Can you hear me?
What's your name?
It's Sandy from Florida.
Sandy from Florida. Any special requests?
Just gotta miss you and Happy New Year and thank you so very much. It was very good to hear your voice. It's been a while and I was just about to disconnect because I needed to connect something else, but I'll hang in there since you hung in there with me too.
Yeah. I don't know if we're being recorded, but usually if people don't hang up, then it goes on a little bit longer, and it did.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. Any special requests?
I was just it'd be blessed to hear what the Lord had to say, you know, for me. Yeah,
okay.
That the Lord needs.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says it's just such a blessing to me when you humble yourself before me. Don't think. Don't listen to the devil when he wants to pressure you beyond where you are now. You know, you've got to be like somebody else or perform in certain ways or do things in a certain way. The Lord says, you are such a blessing when you humble yourself before me, when you seek my face, when you want to hear my voice, when you want to see what I'm doing and be in tune with it. And the Lord says, I'm calling you to intercede more and more and more. I want to tell you and show you more. I want to enable you to agree with me more. And together as a team, me through your lips will speak forth things that I want to do in these last days. We'll speak forth a provision for the people that need it. We'll speak forth the healing, and we'll speak forth the direction and the guidance. We'll speak forth the courage for those that are weak in heart, the healing of broken hearts. The Lord says there are so many that want to believe but find it difficult. And the Lord says, as you spend more time with me, and with you it will be a quantity, as you spend more time with me, I would like to trust you with the secrets of men's hearts. And what I mean is, things that I don't want you to just go up to them and say, oh, God showed me this about you. But I'll just trust you that between you and I, we will respect their privacy, but I will trust you with how to intercede for them in very deep and profoundly effective ways. And their lives will be changed, and they won't even know. They won't even know what we were praying, okay?
Amen.
But you'll know. You'll know. You'll have that satisfaction of knowing, Father told me to pray this for that person, and I prayed it, and as I agreed with him, the fruit was born. And look at that. They're free. They're healed.
Hallelujah.
They're able to go on. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. Thank you. I agree with that word. It was just today something similar to that happened, so confirmation on your word.
Well, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for that. That works for all of us, too. We just thank you, Lord, that you have such a profound love for every person on this planet. And I know, Lord, that a lot of times when I was looking for you, it didn't look like it. And we just choose to believe that some of the most unlikely people, some of the most unlikely people will actually be your best lovers of others, your best spokesmen, your best servers, that they will have the missions, they will go the places that other people won't go. they'll have vision that's bigger because they'll know if God did it in my life, he'll do it for anybody. And that's how I feel, gang. That's how I feel, that I was the woman at the well, made lots of big mistakes over and over, definitely didn't believe in all the spiritual gifts, you know. I definitely didn't, believe in what I'm doing tonight. Didn't even know it existed. Didn't even know it existed. I was taught it was of the devil. But we thank you, Lord, that you're showing us all. You're showing us all that you're restoring all things. That you're restoring not only the office calls, the foundation of the church, that you want to do greater works through us, in us, for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you've called us to a supernatural lifestyle, that Christ in us is our hope of glory. We thank you that we don't have to scratch out anything in the New Testament, that it's all good. It's all good. When the perfect comes, the Bible says someone will pass away, but we're looking forward to your return, but you haven't come back yet. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And we choose to believe every verse we said tonight and to use the power that we have to declare your word and see angels perform it. See the Holy Spirit perform it. We thank you ahead of time. We love you, Lord. We love you.
I could have fortune and fame, go anywhere, do anything, but oh God, I just want you. I could search for earthly things to satisfy my every need, oh God, I just want you. I just wanna hear you. Every day I just